Welcome to the George Schuster Motor Car Company. This story actually begins in 1908, a time when the automobile was considered nothing more than a toy, a novelty for the rich. After all, if you wanted to go any distance, there were only two reliable ways of doing it, the horse or the locomotive. But that was about to change. If you look at the map on the ceiling in the back wall, you'll see a red outline tracing the route that was to be taken from Times Square, New York City, crossing the United States, up to Alaska, back to Seattle, across the Pacific Ocean, then driving across the island of Japan, entering Asia at Vladivostok, and from there on to Paris and the Eiffel Tower finish line. Now, this was a truly international competition. Germany, Italy, and France already had cars entered. And the president of the United States at that time, President Teddy Roosevelt, hearing that there were going to be foreign horseless carriages driving across the U.S., insisted that there be an American competitor. Henry Ford and Ransom Olds said that this race was impossible, but he prevailed upon Mr. E.R. Thomas. If you look at the picture in the upper left-hand corner, you'll see E.R., president of the company, which was located up on 1200 Niagara Street in Buffalo. Reluctantly, E.R. agreed. Next to E.R. is a picture of George in a 1906 Thomas. He was the chief mechanic for the company and certainly not only capable of driving the Flyer, but keeping it running as it made its way around the world. Pictures of the start, there were 250,000 people in Times Square the morning of February 12th to see this event that today would be comparable to going to the moon. Certainly crossing North America was a particular challenge with snow oftentimes coming over the hood of the Thomas Flyer, and since snowplows had not yet been invented, they had to resort to horses to pull them through the drifts, often measuring their progress in feet per hour. Picture of the Union Pacific Railroad, where they straddled the rails, bumping along tie to tie. In the middle, you'll see a big screen TV with a series of very interesting videos. Below that, a picture of George seated in an 04 Thomas, along with other members of the factory crew at the plant in Buffalo. Just to the right, you'll see many photos from Asia. Certainly snow was not the problem, but mud, oftentimes deep enough to drown horses, was a major impediment. Continuing, you'll see a photo of George shaking hands with a gentleman in a white jacket. That's Mr. William F. Hara of Hara's Casinos. His passion was collecting vintage automobiles, and certainly the one responsible for the restoration of the Thomas Flyer as we see it today in the National Automobile Museum. George is standing next to this kiosk, life size. He was 5'4" tall, born in 1873. He passed away at the age of 99 on July the 4th, 1972. Above George, you'll see a wooden rim bicycle. That was George's first competition. There was a bicycle race from San Francisco to New York City, the U.S. Post Office versus the U.S. Army. George competed in the relay leg from Silver Creek up to Wanaka, New York, winning the brass kerosene student lamp, which you see on top of his desk. In the center, a glass case, and in the upper left corner, a compass, which he used to navigate around the world almost a century before GPS was invented. In the near right corner, you'll see a crystal, which George was awarded when he was inducted into the Automotive Hall of Fame. Today, George stands next to Henry Ford and Ransom Olds, who refused to enter this race. Continuing, you'll find his workbench, which he used in the Dodge Brothers dealership, a converted Baptist church at the corner of Church Street and Buffalo Street in Springville, one of the very first Dodge dealerships outside the city of Buffalo. We invite you to stand by for those videos and hear more about this incredible adventure, winning the race for the United States around the world.